We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, sweet viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme. Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Africa allocates more than $1.1 billion to improve hospital services in the country. In humanitarian news, an American attorney helps families in challenging circumstances keep their homes. In science news, Australian researchers invent a thinking cap to enhance creativity. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 22nd, is World Water Day. First designated by the United Nations in 1993, it is an occasion to focus attention on the importance of fresh water and to advocate for its sustainable management. Worldwide events include public forums, fundraising walks, awareness campaigns, school assemblies, art contests, and music concerts. The 2011 theme is Water for Cities, Responding to the Urban Challenge. We wish everyone an enriching World Water Day. May more and more individuals choose the earth-protecting vegan lifestyle to preserve our precious water resources for all.
Ryan News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. Just 10 days after the fifth largest earthquake in history struck at magnitude 9.0, triggering massive tsunamis, the confirmed number of fatalities and those still missing exceeded 21,000. Police officials say that 15,000 have likely perished in Miyagi Prefecture alone. Aid is now arriving at more shelters that were lacking basic necessities such as food, water, electricity, heat, and medical supplies amidst the bitter cold and snowfall. Despite their trauma and physical plight, the disaster-stricken have shown an admirable resiliency and determination to not only survive, but to help each other in sustaining their lives.
Since the initial catastrophe, Supreme Master Qinghai has been closely monitoring the situation throughout Japan. With sorrowful prayers and her love, she has donated a total of $80,000, asking that our association members please go to help the most desperate and bring urgently needed medicine as well as other emergency supplies, especially for the vulnerable young and elderly. She also requested that medical professionals, such as doctors and nurses from our association, please go if they are free to offer their services. Relief teams formed by our association members from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan have already begun bringing assistance to some of the worst hit regions. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following report is from our association's foreign group.
March 21st, 2011, regarding earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Most compassionate Master, we have a medical team and they will bring medicine to Japan on March 22nd. So far, there are one doctor and two nurses from Formosa. They will go to see what is urgently required and do whatever possible to help. The team will also report to us if there is a need for more medical professionals to go, in which case it will be arranged as soon as possible. Several overseas centers have also donated relief funds amounting to more than $30,000. Combined with Master's loving donation of $80,000, the total is $111,000. Thank you so much, Master, for your unconditional support and love to Japan. We will continue to keep you updated. With all our love, Foreign Group. Upon receiving this update, Supreme Master Qinghai replied as follows. A big thank you from my heart for all your noble efforts. Please use the sum for whatever is needed. Please thank also the above donors for me. With all my heartfelt gratitude, Qinghai.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to bring this information to our viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report. In other updates from within Japan, at the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, workers are still striving to bring the situation under control, despite a continued risk of exposure to potentially lethal radiation. On Monday, Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency acknowledged that the workers are also at risk of inhaling radioactive dust, saying at the same time that there have not yet been any adverse signs of this having occurred. However, an unspecified number of workers were evacuated temporarily Monday afternoon, as smoke was seen rising from reactor number 2, as well as the number 3 reactor building, which is also the only one fueled by the more dangerously radioactive plutonium. Thankfully, radiation levels were reported as stable at the plant.
Crews have been working to cool several of the reactors by dousing them with water as they also race to restore electrical power to the plant's cooling systems. If this does not succeed, the reactors may have to be subjected to the drastic measures used during the 1986 Chernobyl accident and be buried in sand and concrete to prevent a catastrophic release of radiation. By Monday evening, power cables had been attached to reactors number 1, 2, 5, and 6, and electricity had returned to 50% of the 6 reactors. But the plant's operator reported that damaged pumps in number 2 needed to be replaced before its cooling system could work. This delays the ongoing work towards restoring full functionality of the plant's cooling infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. Pacific Command announced that iodide pills, which prevent radiation absorption into the body, are being distributed at several U.S. military facilities in Japan.
With abnormally high radiation levels previously detected in food and drinking water in areas more than 100 kilometers away from the plant, above normal traces of radiation were also found in the seawater at a distance of 100 meters. As we convey our gratefulness for the caring response of the international community, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support, as well as our association's relief team for their selfless endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of the Japanese people to their regular daily lives, and that such earth-shaking tragedies are soon averted through our more caring stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. The call for basic human dignity continues to grow across the globe, with brave men and women often risking their own safety to uphold principles of freedom, democracy, and human rights through peaceful protests. The countries where such marches and rallies are occurring include Algeria, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Chile, China, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Croatia, Djibouti, Egypt, France, Greece, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Italy, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mauritania, Morocco, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, Panama, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Swaziland, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkish Cyprus, United Kingdom, Venezuela, and Yemen.
In Iraq's Kurdistan region, thousands of citizens marked the Festival of Nowruz by holding a protest rally to peacefully deliver the message that their previous demands for political reforms, including the delivery of basic services, have not yet been met.
In the wake of the use of lethal force by security personnel to dispel protesters calling for Yemen's president to step down, a group of influential clerics in the country have appealed to members of the army and security forces, asking that they disobey orders to kill or otherwise use force to repress demonstrators. In addition, they are demanding that members of President Abdullah Ali Saleh's Republican Guard withdraw from the capital Sana'a, where citizens continue gathering in spite of a recent government imposition of martial law.
Meanwhile, President Abdullah Ali Saleh asked for the Saudi Foreign Minister's mediation help with the protesters.
However, various media report that the president's main pillars of support, including the army and the major Al-Ahmar tribal alliance, of which President Saleh is a member, are falling away. Top military commander, Major General Ali Mohsen Saleh, and at least three other senior officers defected on Monday, deploying tanks to protect the protesters around the capital, Sana'a. Many government and diplomatic officials also resigned in protest of the violence against protesters, including Governor Ahmed Katabi of Aden Province, Deputy Parliament Speaker Himyar al-Ahmar, Chief of Yemen State News Agency Hakim al-Mazmari, and the ambassadors to Lebanon, Kuwait, Egypt, China, Saudi Saudi Arabia, Syria, Japan, the United Nations, Jordan, and Oman. Additionally, the ambassadors to France, Belgium, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Germany, and the Frankfurt envoy have all called upon the Yemeni president to resign.
In Daraa, Syria, one person died and over 60 were injured on Sunday when police began using live ammunition to disperse some 10,000 protesters calling for an end to both government corruption and emergency law. State news agency Sana reported that in response, President Bashar al-Assad fired the Daraa governor, who had been reported by residents to have mishandled the area's protests, as well as releasing many of those detained during the demonstrations. Thousands continued to march peacefully on Monday in the Daraa Governorate capital following the burial of fellow protester 23-year-old Raed al-Karad, who lost his life on Sunday, with local tribal leaders demanding that the city police chief and Daraa governor be held accountable for the five people who have died in the city since Friday.
Reporting from Libya, Agence France-Presse stated that journalist Dave Clark and photographer Roberto Schmidt, who were traveling with Getty's Images photographer Joe Radel, have been missing since Friday morning, where they had been on duty near the eastern city of Tobruk. Meanwhile, the New York Times announced on Monday that four journalists, including two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Shadid, videographer and reporter Stephen Farrell, reporter Tyler Hicks, and photographer Lindsay Adario, all captured by Libyan pro-government forces last week, have been released thanks to key negotiating assistance from the Turkish government as well as diplomats in the U.S. and U.K.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon held a conference at the Arab League on Monday to help clarify the intentions of the coalition to protect innocent Libyan citizens through the enactment of the no-fly zone. Following the meeting, Arab League Secretary General Amir Moussa, who had expressed concern Sunday that the use of military force might actually be harming innocent civilians, renewed his support for the UN resolution and the coalition's commitment to protecting the people of Libya. European Union leaders meeting to discuss the situation in Libya also conveyed their support for the UN Security Council no-fly zone resolution as they committed to help protect the lives and human rights of Libyan citizens. In a mission being conducted on Sunday night by coalition forces, the British Ministry of Defense stated that an airstrike was halted when they received a report that some civilians were at the site. A Libyan dentist who identified himself as being among many supporters of the government who voluntarily acted as human shields outside the compound of leader Muammar Gaddafi stated that while they were afraid, no one was injured during any of the coalition airstrikes.
People who were close to the explosion, it was the other building, which is just a few hundred meters away, they were so close too. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Meanwhile, a panel of African leaders established to find solutions to the situation in Libya called for an end to the fighting as His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI urged political leaders and the military to take great care with the safety of Libyan civilians and ensure their access to humanitarian aid.
Leaders in Libya's pro-democracy movement commended the actions of UN-backed coalition forces that had begun on Saturday to disable the Libyan government's air defense capabilities and armored vehicles responsible for launching assaults on innocent civilians.
They reported Sunday that all Libyan forces previously attacking the cities of Ajdabiya and Benghazi had disappeared. However, on Monday, when the revolutionary citizens re-entered Ajdabiya, they were fired upon by the government military. Reuters news agency also reported that gunfire heard was in the western capital, Tripoli, and that government forces remain in Misurata, the nation's third largest city, where they have been firing on unarmed civilians, resulting in 40 deaths and at least 300 injuries, according to Al Jazeera.
Libyan human rights lawyer Abdul Hafiz Goga stated that 8,000 people had died at the hands of the government since the unrest began until the no-fly zone was imposed, as he hailed the UN-sanctioned coalition efforts as the best way to halt the military attack on civilians.
Following Turkey's opposition to the possible transfer of leadership to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in enforcing the no-fly zone over Libya, the organization approved plans to enforce a ban on all arms sales to the country.
We thank the coalition for their humane consideration of innocent civilians, as well as the Turkish government, British and U.S. diplomats for aiding in the journalist's release. As we convey our deep sadness for the loss of precious lives, may heaven bless citizens everywhere with an end to the conflicts so that all may live in freedom and dignity with peace that prevails among all peoples and nations.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, if the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will.
That's why war is never good. Because if they don't hit you back today, they'll hit you another day. And as Buddha say, you know, requiting hatred for hatred. Hatred will never dissolve. You just have to use compassion. Yes. So of course, the leaders of the world will learn this by mistakes or in time. And I hope it's not too late then. Yes. Maybe we have true peace on earth. Maybe we will have a vegan planet. Everybody help a little bit, then the whole planet will change because of the collective consciousness of the positive direction, you see? Positive energy. Everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to sustain the globe, to keep this way of life, or even better. Then the consciousness is huge, you know? The energy is very benevolent. And if they just do it, everybody just put out that piece of meat. Change the lifestyle. Very simple. Very simple. This system of the world is not very favorable. But at least if we have compassion and we be vegan, that's all there is. No killing animals, no killing of men.
U.S. boxing champion sustained by love of animals. In a recent interview with the Discovery Channel, U.S. heavyweight boxing champion and vegan Mike Tyson said, "I have loved pigeons since I was 9. The only joy I had was pigeons." When Mr. Tyson lost his last big boxing match, he took a jet plane home and sought refuge in the companionship of the birds. And in the tragic loss of his daughter Exodus 2 years ago, his nurtured love for pigeons also helped him turn his life around instead of seeking so-called retribution through violence. He said, "I don't recognize the boxer Mike Tyson anymore. I am better today. I am in God's hands." Free of addictive substances, as well as vegan now for 2 years, the champion was interviewed recently as well on the popular Ellen DeGeneres show, where he commented about his personal experience of consuming only plant-based fare, as he said, "It's an awesome feeling." Our standing ovation, Mr. Mike Tyson, for your courageous journey and accomplishments. With heaven's blessings, may you continue as a true champion of life as you share your wholesome vegan health as well as your love for the cherished animals and all beings.
Meet Out Day 2011 is a success. In the world's largest grassroots diet education campaign, Meat Out Day on March 20th encouraged people around the world toward pledges to remove meat from their diets and instead explore the eco-friendly and vitality-filled vegan lifestyle. Founded in 1985 by the U.S.-based farm animal rights movement, Meat Out Day is an international event organized by groups and individuals in dozens of cities, including Stanford, California, USA, Munich, Germany, and Beijing, China, to name a few. Participants this year surpassed a goal set in January to serve vegan food samples to 10,000 veg-curious passers-by, with pledges set to reach over 18,000 people. They were assisted by partnerships with over a dozen generous vegan food manufacturers who donated the materials for offering free tasty samples. Our association members from Daejeon, South Korea, Accra, Ghana, Sydney, Australia, Lima, Peru, and elsewhere also joined in various fun events to share about the boundless benefits of plant-based fare.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Congratulations, worldwide organizers and participants of the 2011 Meat Out Day. May everyone have a chance to experience the joys of the vegan diet and pledge to be veg for life.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes 1/3 fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Prince William visits New Zealand and Australia disaster zones. On Friday, March 18th, His Royal Highness Prince William was greeted by thousands of citizens as he traveled to the quake-stricken areas of Christchurch to deliver a national memorial speech on behalf of his grandmother, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and his father, Prince Charles of Wales. Speaking with admiration of the resilient spirit of New Zealanders, the Prince went on to say, "My grandmother once said that grief is the price we pay for love. Here today, we love and we grieve. With the Queen's heartfelt good wishes and those of the Prince of Wales and other members of my family, I say it to you now, Kia Kaha, be strong."
Going on to Australia, His Royal Highness visited areas hit by Cyclone Yasi and floods in Queensland and Victoria states, stopping in small towns to pay tribute to the many heroic responses to recent disasters, with special acknowledgement for those who gave their lives to save others. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh expressed appreciation for the Prince's visit, saying, "Of the hundreds of people who met him, I've never seen smiles like this since the cyclone came through."
"Many thanks, Your Royal Highness, for your loving care for the disaster-affected Australians. May you continue bringing smiles and hopes to many, and may the resilient Australian people be blessed with heaven's grace as they work to rebuild their lives."
Save our planet. According to recent information released by the World Meteorological Organization, drought conditions continue in East African countries such as Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania, and even Uganda, with currently about 5 million affected and 150,000 in northern Kenya in urgent need of food aid.
Save our planet. U.S.-based office supply company Staples introduces Domtar Earth Choice office paper, an eco-friendly alternative certified by the environmental organization Rainforest Alliance.
Save our planet. China's State Administration of Grain Chief Nia Jianbang states that despite a recent winter drought, the nation's wheat harvest has emerged intact thanks to late seasonal precipitation and drought-alleviating efforts such as irrigation.
Hello, Clucky the Chicken here, and I'm enjoying a diet of tasty plants and grains. I have a tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. Drying clothes in the sun or wind is fun and eco-friendly. If you are short of clothes pegs, you can zip up, button up, or tie up your sleeves or trouser legs together around the clothes drying line to keep them from flying away. Or hang your trousers with belt-locked waist string tied to the line. You can also use your crocodile teeth hair clip or other strong hair clip to hold them in place. Thank you so much, caring Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this wonderful idea. And thank you, gentle viewers, for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, for the weather around the globe.
good governance news, the South African Health Department allocates more than $1.1 billion to improve hospital services. The funding will help inaugurate the National Health Insurance Scheme to enhance medical care throughout the country. Areas to be focused on include bettering infant and maternal survival rates, HIV and AIDS, medical infrastructure, and supplying trained health workers. A warm thank you, South Africa, for your far-reaching program. May it provide the support needed for many citizens to thrive in well-being and vibrancy.
In humanitarian news, a compassionate American attorney helps families keep their homes. Miss Jennifer Nye is a 30-year-old lawyer and an Equal Justice Works AmeriCorps Legal Fellow at the Legal Aid Society in Washington, D.C., USA. She specializes in services that assist limited-income residents qualify for affordable loan modifications to prevent foreclosure on their homes. Using her knowledge of legal requirements of banks and of the Making Home Affordable program of the U.S. government, she guides homeowners through the often complicated process of modifying a loan. This enables them to keep their houses. Our many thanks, Miss Jennifer Nye, for your dedicated work. May it help precious individuals and families to remain in cozy homes filled with love. Up next on Noteworthy News, a thinking cap helps people improve their problem-solving skills. We'll take a moment to remember God within, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more wonderful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a concerned world. In science news, a thinking cap enhances creativity and problem solving. Dr. Alan Snyder and Mr. Richard Chi of the University of Sydney Centre for the Mind in Australia have invented the device. While wearing it, individuals have had substantially better results in a mathematical test compared to those who did not use the apparatus. It passes low levels of electricity through the brain to energize the right side, which is associated with creativity. At the same time, it suppresses the left area, which is linked to accumulated knowledge. Congratulations, Dr. Alan Snyder and Mr. Richard Chi, on your fascinating innovation. May we continue to discover more about the amazing potentials of mind, body, and spirit as we grow in wisdom and compassion.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Taiya, a language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan. It is entitled Helping Mother.
Yava kamakot mochi, so ni ga nanu wa mukragan chi yo ya ya amo. Nakili ko ka smyuk mochi, kuinga krao ko smong na piatu. Laki kinering kanis miyuk mochi, kuyinga kraw ko mamu menika na piyato.
And now for a viewer's heartline on The Greenest Heroes Gala, a magnificent celebration co-hosted by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association and Cancun Mayor the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, held during the COP16 conference in Mexico.
We would like to applaud the airing of the Greenest Heroes Gala. My children and their cousins love the short but fantastic animated film Birds of Paradise. The children keep asking to see this film again every day. We can't wait to get a DVD copy when you have it available. We love the music of this film so much and are so touched to see that the film did a great job in interpreting Supreme Master Qinghai's best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
Such fun. Oh, looks like we're birds of a feather.
It graciously incorporated the lovely song Goodnight Baby, which was sung by Supreme Master Qinghai.
Goodnight baby, have wonderful dreams.
Our deep appreciation and gratitude to beloved Supreme Master Qinghai and her 23 heavenly birds. It's beyond
it's
words,
right,
really.
Child.
Viewer from Canada.
Delightful viewer, thank you so much for your marvelous comments. The Green Heroes Gala with Supreme Master Qinghai's special presence and the outstanding performances by eminent artists is an occasion to be cherished. It is fantastic to hear that the children in your family loved the beautiful animation Birds of Paradise. There is also a DVD to accompany The Dogs and the Birds in My Life, which can be ordered at www.thecelestialshop.com. Many hugs and love to everyone. May all be blessed.
Do you have a heartland today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com the address on your screen or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the song of peace and magnanimity be the anthem of humanity.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. In Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, and others across the nation, people gather joyfully in parks, hilltops, and recreation areas to celebrate Nowruz, or New Year, with many reflecting renewed hope for their country as they pray for reconciliation and lasting peace.
Italian conductor and music director of the U.S.-based Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Riccardo Muti, wins the $1 million U.S. dollar Birgit Nilsson Prize for his contributions and vast influence in the world of music.
Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Kamala Prasad-Bessessor, who is also chair of the Commonwealth of Nations, calls for more support for women entrepreneurs, citing the social, economic, and political advancements that have occurred through the dedication of women around the world.
To help governments cope with rising food prices, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, is holding two-day seminars at regional and sub-regional levels in countries across Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, with government officials and farm groups attending.
9-year-old Anaya Rucker of Georgia, USA, who lost a kidney and her left leg from the knee down, receives a hero's welcome in her hometown for courageously shielding her 5-year-old sister, Camry, from an oncoming truck, instead taking the brunt of the impact herself. For her selfless bravery, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Anaya with a Shining World Heroine Award, along with $1,000 for any extra need, with all her love and thanks.
Afghan women are now training diligently in various sports in the hope of being able to represent their country through various sports at the London 2012 Olympics.
A survey commissioned by the Canadian World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, finds that 88% of Canadians believe that all forms of animal cruelty and suffering should be eliminated.
A custom-made dental hearing aid by U.S.-based company Sonitus Medical that is worn on a person's upper molar teeth using bone conduction to transmit sound has been approved in Europe to assist people who lost hearing in one ear to again hear in stereo.
The UK Health Department announces a new initiative requiring restaurant labels that display the alcohol content on every drink, as well as the number of calories in each meal, to encourage greater health through more informed decisions.
Sultan Kozin of Turkey, the tallest man on earth at 2.47 meters, visits Cuba as part of a group from the Netherlands-based Cuba Amor Foundation to raise awareness about Cuba and her culture.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, who is writing a book on gardening and the benefits of healthy eating, reseeded the 1,500-square-foot White House garden, which has already yielded 2,000 pounds of harvest since she started 2 years ago. For her dedicated initiatives to promote wholesome living, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring First Lady Michelle Obama with the Shining World Exemplary First Lady Award.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.